certainly a lot of the comic book, video game world, movie world is going to be hopefully fans of our show. But what's weird is I'm not really going for a specific demographic as much as I'm just trying to be myself. There's a great Bill Hicks quote. Bill Hicks says, no one can be you as well as you can be you. So if you're being yourself in whatever you're doing, you'll have supply and demand covered. So if I'm trying to like pander to somebody or try and like go after a certain market, we just did the hip hop awards for BET and I went out there and that's not my market. It's just like exciting to be a fish out of water and not really play necessarily to what people might expect. That being said, my interests will be represented, which are things like movies, video games, you know, stuff like that, stuff that you've seen a little bit of. But so the target audience is people who are at least a little bit like me, or who are at least interested in looking at me.
We talk a lot about a Playhouse environment. Pete says it all the time that's what the show's going to be. So it's a very inviting place, I think. We all have a similar sensibility. People who like the podcast, people who like Pete's comedy, the Batman stuff.
That's a really good answer. I think the target audience is people who don't want to watch something before they go to bed that's really cynical and ugly. Now, I don't have anything in mind when I say that. We're not raging against a specific machine. I just want a show that you can watch at night that leaves you with some sort of afterglow of, that was funny. I don't feel bad for laughing at it. I feel release. I feel better about myself. I feel better about the world. I know those are lofty claims, like our show will make your life better, but I think good comedy can make you feel better at the end of the day, or at least it should.